TED Audio Collective.
When we think of artificial intelligence, it's easy to think of characters like the Terminator or Wall-E. You know, AI that can make its own decisions. The kind of AI that we're used to isn't like that now. Things like ChatGPT are limited in scope, and they're only designed to respond to user input. But more recently, leading companies like OpenAI and NVIDIA have hinted that artificial general intelligence, AI that behaves and makes decisions as good, if not better, than a human being, could be a reality sooner than later. There's a lot to discuss. What would it mean for us to live in a world powered by deep tech that can outthink and outperform every human on the planet? The possibilities are endless, and that can be a good thing, or it can be a concerning thing. While developing and funding these advanced technologies, we haven't thought through all of the protections that must be in place. And as we stand on the precipice of a new chapter in human history, we must consider what potential impacts and harms might exist. I'm Sherelle Dorsey, and this is TED Tech. Listen in to this TED Ed lesson to understand how the decisions and technological advances we make now can impact humanity in the future.
Hey, listeners, before we kick off today's episode, I want to give a shout out to one of our favorite podcasts, Masters of Scale. Every week on Masters of Scale, Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn, meets with some of the world's most successful entrepreneurs, discussing the strategies that got them to where they are. You'll hear from entrepreneurs like former Burberry CEO Angela Ahrendts, Imagine Entertainment's Ron Howard and Brian Grazer, Airbnb's Brian Chesky, and many other iconic founders. Be sure to search for Masters of Scale wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the most important century in human history? Some might argue it's a period of extensive military campaigning, like Alexander the Great's in the 300s BCE, which reshaped political and cultural borders. Others might cite the emergence of a major religion, such as Islam in the 7th century, which codified and spread values across such borders. Or perhaps it's the Industrial Revolution of the 1700s that transformed global commerce and redefined humanity's relationship with labor. Whatever the answer, it seems like any century vying for that top spot is at a moment of great change. When the actions of our ancestors shifted humanity's trajectory for centuries to come. So if this is our metric, is it possible that right now, this century is the most important one yet? The 21st century has already proven to be a period of rapid technological growth. Phones and computers have accelerated the pace of life, and we're likely on the cusp of developing new transformative technologies, like advanced artificial intelligence, that could entirely change the way people live. Meanwhile, many technologies we already have contribute to humanity's unprecedented levels of existential risk. That's the risk of our species going extinct or experiencing some kind of disaster that permanently limits humanity's ability to grow and thrive. The invention of the atomic bomb marked a major rise in existential risk. And since then, we've only increased the odds against us. It's profoundly difficult to estimate the odds of an existential collapse occurring this century. Very rough guesses put the risk of existential catastrophe due to nuclear winter and climate change at around 0.1%. With the odds of a pandemic causing the same kind of collapse at a frightening 3%. Given that any of these disasters could mean the end of life as we know it. These aren't exactly small figures, and it's possible this century could see the rise of new technologies that introduce more existential risks. AI experts have a wide range of estimates regarding when artificial general intelligence will emerge, but according to some surveys, many believe it could happen this century. Currently, we have relatively narrow forms of artificial intelligence, which are designed to do specific tasks like play chess or recognize faces. Even narrow AIs that do creative work are limited to their singular specialty. But artificial general intelligences, or AGIs, would be able to adapt to and perform any number of tasks, quickly outpacing their human counterparts. There are a huge variety of guesses about what AGI could look like and what it would mean for humanity to share the Earth with another sentient entity. AGIs might help us achieve our goals, they might regard us as inconsequential, or they might see us as an obstacle to swiftly remove. So in terms of existential risk, it's imperative the values of this new technology align with our own. This is an incredibly difficult philosophical and engineering challenge that will require a lot of delicate, thoughtful work. Yet even if we succeed, AGI could still lead to another complicated outcome. Let's imagine an AGI emerges with deep respect for human life and a desire to solve all humanity's troubles. But to avoid becoming misaligned, it's been developed to be incredibly rigid about its beliefs. If these machines became the dominant power on Earth, their strict values might become hegemonic, locking humanity into one ideology that would be incredibly resistant to change. History has taught us that no matter how enlightened a civilization thinks they are rarely up to the moral standards of later generations. And this kind of value lock-in could permanently distort or constrain humanity's moral growth. There's a ton of uncertainty around AGI, and it's profoundly difficult to predict how any existential risks will play out over the next century. It's also possible that new, more pressing concerns might render these risks moot. But even if we can't definitively say that ours is the most important century, it still seems like the decisions we make might have a major impact on humanity's future. So maybe we should all live like the future depends on us, because actually, it just might.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
TED Tech is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by me and Nina Lawrence, edited by Alejandra Salazar, and fact-checked by Hannah Matsudira. Special thanks to Maria Latias, Faraday Grunge, Simone Ross, Daniela Bellarezo, and Michelle Quint. I'm Sherelle Dorsey. Let's keep digging into the future. Talk to you again next week.